John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. All right, Laze, we're talking about one of your fellow Hokies, Silas Danzy, jacking up 62 pounds in weight, working now at left tackle on the starting O-line. And he said peanut butter and jelly has been his go-to, has been his forte. We've got into discussion. The thing that America seems to love the most that you just don't like, what is that?
Yeah, for me, it's ketchup. And I get constant heat for that. I'm also not a big fan of pretty much condiments in general that most of America holds dear, mustard also being in there. But going back to what you guys were previously talking about with Dirty Dancing, yes, normally you don't feel that song when it comes on at a wedding because you shouldn't feel that song, and then you do all the dance things that you discussed in terms of throwing your back out.
I can't wait for your wedding. Can I get that on the song list, please?
Our playlist is not going to be anywhere close to the traditional wedding playlist.
Can I get at least Time of My Life, please?
No.
Just to see if you throw your future bride into the air at some point.
Not sure, Wes. I've gotten a little grumpy in the green room here.
All right. Do I even dare ask why?
What's that?
You just angry because you had to wait for a little bit?
Yes. All 7:45 right. Means 7:45.
We'll dive into the topics because people are hungry. They're hangry for spring football, and I know you are. Let's start here. Let's start with the O-line, one of the least talked about topics. You got two holes, and all of a sudden yesterday you find out you got a new left tackle and you move your left tackle to right tackle. What do you make about the emergence of Silas Danzy?
Well, I think he's had a phenomenal spring, and we had Vance Weiss last week talking about his weight gain and the fact that he's opened some eyes in a positive way, and you can certainly see that when you're out there. He's a big physical presence. Usually when you looked at the offensive line group, you would see Yash Nijman. You wouldn't have to see his number to recognize which one he was because he was just so physically hulking, and now you have to check between the two. They kind of look similar. Yash is a little bit taller. I wouldn't put a ton of stock into him being at left tackle at the moment. I think that's just Coach Weiss and Coach Fuente wanting to get as much versatility as possible. I don't think they're displeased with Nijman on the left side. He didn't overwhelm like we had planned him for him to do last year, but he still had a solid season. And again, it's spring football, and I think that they're just trying to move some pieces around, get everybody comfortable in different spots. People probably didn't know last year they did that a little bit with Wyatt Teller. And he was over on the right side and working at tackle a little bit just to make him more well-rounded. So again, I wouldn't go overboard on the whole flip of the offense line, but it does mean, of course, that Silas Danzy is playing some pretty solid football.
He's John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies spring football game on Saturday at 3:30. What is the format? What's the layout of this game?
It's the same as it's been the first 2 years under Justin Fuente. It will be four quarters, running clock, 12 minutes apiece with a 10-minute halftime. And essentially, you can only score points one way in terms of offense versus defense. Traditional scoring for the offense, of course, 6 for a touchdown, 3 for field goal, 1 for an extra point. On the defensive side, you'll get a point for a stop. You'll get 6 for a turnover, and 3 for 3 in and out. And that's the way they'll calculate points. The kicking game will be muted a little bit. You won't have kickoffs for obvious precautionary reasons, and you'll start with the football at the 35. And then the punter will be out there along with the returner, but there won't be any returns. It's just where he feels it. So essentially, fair catches. It's the opposite of the XFL in its first incarnation. So it should be fast-paced, should be quick-moving, and should be an hour, like I said, with the running clock.
There's only so much you can see or take from a spring football. The work is in the practice, and we're not privy to that. But after what you've seen or what you've heard and who you've talked to, give me something that you or give me someone that you may be locked in on Saturday that you want to see.
Well, I think for a lot of people, it's going to be the backup quarterbacks and Ryan Willis and Hendon Hooker. And I'd like to see Hooker because we haven't seen a ton of him in spring ball this year. And after what he did in the spring game last year, and at times you were wondering if they were going to pull that red shirt last year, you definitely want to see the progression that he's made. Josh Jackson would also be in that category. I know that that's not the deep-rooted answer, but I also will be looking at the corners, particularly with Adonis Alexander not being there because you knew that Bryce Watts was going to get some run on that side, and it'll be interesting to see what the depth looks like beyond that, particularly without Jeremy Webb here, having not early enrolled with this team and projected to be in the mix to start alongside Alexander when you get back at it in the fall. But, you know, those are just a couple off the top of my head, Wes. There's so many things that you want to see with this football team because they're so young. Now, linebacker just popped into my head. I'd really like to see where Dylan Rivers is in terms of making the calls on defense, even though it'll be against a pretty vanilla offense. So, a lot of stuff, quite frankly, in this game, way more so than last year.
Do you think you've learned – maybe this is a question better suited for next week. I'll ask it to you again next week. Do you think you've learned anything in spring football?
Yeah, I think you have in terms of, you know, just talking about Silas Danzy, you've learned who the guys were that made the big progression physically to get themselves into the picture. I think that's what people don't see necessarily behind the scenes. They see the names and they discuss them and they know what the recruiters or the scouts or whoever may be saying about them. But in actuality, the conversation is entirely different behind the scenes. So spring football gives us an opportunity to see who the coaches are really zeroing in terms of where that depth chart may be. It's not a true identifier of where that depth chart will be come August, but it does give you a better representation of the guys that have made strides in the offseason to get back to this point. So yeah, I think you do learn some things going into spring football. You don't learn as much as maybe people think they do at times, but it does give you a picture of what the scope is going to be over the next few months, but it's certainly not a clear picture because you have so much time to continue to improve after spring.
John Lazor, Mike Burnup, they will be on the call for the Hokie spring game on Saturday in what should be a sun-spanked afternoon at Lane Stadium, 3:30. We will get to see the ones versus the ones, the two versus the twos, and if you have a football Jones, we'll see it at Lane Stadium on Saturday. How's the wedding planning going on, buddy? We're about a month away here, aren't we?
Yeah, we got down to the tasting in D.C. yesterday, went down and back, so that's always fun, but it was a good experience while we were there. We also did cake tasting.
That's the best part.
Tasted four different varieties of cake, so I got to get back on my training program today with strength coach David Jackson, and hopefully he won't be too upset with me. But we picked all cheese products in lieu of my favorite groomsman, you. So we'll have mac and cheese. What do we have? Cheesy pizza.
Ice cream.
We've got Cheese Whiz, cheese-flavored ice cream, and there was one other. Oh, yeah, string cheese.
It's all right. I'll pack a sandwich.
We did order a cheese table.
Just not a peanut butter and jelly. Thank you, Lays. I will see you Saturday, my friend.
You're welcome, buddy. Have a safe travel.
John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, here on Fox Sports 910. Brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Tweet from Zach. No mention of Andre Ingram on the show today. Highland Springs grad with one of the best stories of the NBA, and you're talking about PBJ and nerdy movies? Zach, thanks for not listening nor paying attention to the poll question. But guess what, Zach? We are getting into both next. PB&J and the night that Andre Ingram has waited for his entire basketball career. And oh, what a night it was. We're talking about it next on Fox Sports 910.